going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, Shaggy, Natalia. This is Tim from Newport News.
My man, Tim, what can we do for you this morning?
So I've been dating this girl, Kayla, for about 2 months now. We got out to dinner, a few dates, you know, done the deed. So things seem to be going pretty well, but, you know, something seems off.
Like, what do you mean by off? Could you elaborate more, please?
Well, you know, just like the simple things. We don't hold hands in public, and she doesn't really enjoy me touching her.
Huh. Like touching her as like adult time or like just like overall in general?
Like touching her at all. Like I can't even touch her on the shoulder in public. When I did that in the past, like a time or two, she literally shrugged me off and in disgust and, you know, kind of almost ran off.
Okay, this leaves me with so many questions about how you two have gone as far as you have, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh, no, I was definitely going to go there. Like, if you can't touch her in public, how does the bedroom stuff work?
Well, you know, usually it's after a few drinks, and the lights are always off. You know, there's some kissing, but no real, like, touching. It's just always right to it.
Is she just weird about your hands, or is it your feet, too?
It just seems to be my hands. It's almost like they have the plague or something.
Well, I mean, this might sound weird, but maybe she has, like, some sort of, like, a hand phobia?
You know what? My buddy said the same thing. Do you really think that's what it is?
So you don't think that's what it is? What? Why do you say that?
Because when we're out in public with other people, her friends and stuff, they touch her, and she doesn't seem to be bothered, like, at all. Like, she's just totally fine, so it seems like a me thing.
Okay, so let me ask you this quick. What do you do for work?
I work at a shipyard.
And what would you like us to do?
Well, I mostly just want to know if she has a phobia, you know, if there's something wrong with my hands, or what the deal is overall. You know, I really like her. This is new for me. But it's really been bothering me, and I really just want to find out what's going on here.
Okay, I think I have the perfect idea. You know what, man? We're going to get off the phone with you right now. We'll get Kayla's number from you. We'll call her, and just listen if you can, because we'll get to the bottom of this hand problem, okay?
Hello?
Hi, Kayla. My name is Earl Simmons, and I work with your boyfriend, Tim, at the shipyard, and I sort of need your help.
Okay. Like, what kind of help?
So, we always play jokes on each other, and a couple buddies and I at work were playing a prank on Tim. We kind of took his work gloves, but now we forgot where we put them, so we feel bad, and we want to get him the same ones he had, but could you possibly help us find out what type of gloves they were and where he got them from so we can fix this?
I don't know. I would know what kind of gloves, and I feel like it would be weird if I asked him. I would just say get him another pair of work gloves, but can you make sure that they're better than the ones he had before?
Well, like, what do you mean by that?
I mean, like, ones that are actually going to keep his hands from being disgusting and, like, super dirty.
Yeah, I mean, we can, but, like, he's a hard worker and, like, a great guy. Like, you sound like you don't like him.
I mean, I like him. How could I not like him? Take you to dinner and shopping and stuff, but, like, his hands are gross.
Oh, so that's why you don't like him touching you with his hands.
How do you know about that?
Well, he tells us at work that you freak out, like, whenever he, like, touches you, and you seem to be fine when someone else, like a friend, touches you.
Well, I mean, if he had, like, normal hands and didn't have, like, I don't know, claws... Yeah, I probably would be a lot happier.
Oh, my God. Okay. I've had enough. This man works hard, takes you out to dinner, pays for your dinner, takes you shopping, and you're going to be this, like, just nasty about his hands that he works hard with?
Who is this?
My name is Natalia, the spicy little Ukrainian, and just listening to you talk makes me just absolutely so sad for women out there who are looking to date a great guy, and Tim sounds like a great guy.
I mean, well, Natalia, then why don't you date Tim and his nasty, disgusting hands?
Well, guess what I can do with my hands?
What?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.